dare to approach such a God. If we take an honest look at ourselves, we realize that there is nothing in us to commend us to the Lord. But it is just people like us whom God calls into his kingdom. And that in itself is a reason to sit in awe and wonder. Not many of us are wise by human standards. Not many of us are influential. Not many of us, I doubt many of us, are of noble birth. However, Paul tells us in Corinthians that God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world to despise things, so that no one may boast before him. Now, New Testament reading this morning, we hear that Jesus told his disciples a parable to show that they should always pray and not give up. Sometimes the pressures of this life make us wish we could give up even our Christian faith. There are so many demands put upon us by circumstances, by other people, and these tempt us to turn from following the Lord. On top of that, there is the sheer unfairness of all around us. The widow in this parable was under tremendous pressure. Everything was against her. She was a woman. Sorry, ladies, but in those days, that was a disadvantage. She had no husband. She was poor, and she'd been unjustly treated. That judge in the story was almost certainly not a Jew. But the Jews had their elders who dealt with their faith problems. So he must have been a Roman or some other Gentile. What we do know about him is his own confession. He feared neither God nor man. What a person to have in a position of authority. However, he was there and he had all the authority of the Roman Empire behind him. So why did he take no interest in this widow? Most likely because she was poor and had no money to pay for a court hearing. Here, as he did so often, we find Jesus telling a story about the underprivileged, in this case, the poor widow. And in doing so, he's emphasizing that God cares about such people. Eventually, because of the widow's persistence, the judge gives in and tells her that she will receive justice. He did not promise that he would find it in her favor. He merely said she would receive justice. In other words, he was seeing that her case is heard fairly. Why did he change his mind? It's because the widow was so persistent in urging him to hear her. Despite all the difficulties of reaching him, never gave up. She was not put off by the fact that she had no money to bribe him, which had been the usual practice at that time. The fact that she was a nobody and he, an influential member of society, didn't hinder her. She persisted because she knew she had right upon her side. And Jesus then said, "Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and freedom." I want to go back to this in Luke's Gospel, because earlier in the Gospel, Luke relates another story which Jesus taught about persistence and prayer. It concerned a man whose friend had arrived late at night after a very long journey. The man had no food to offer his friend. So the man goes to his neighbour and says, "Lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine has arrived with me after a long journey, and I have no food to serve him." The neighbour at first didn't want to be bothered. He and his whole family were already in bed. Put the cat out and got the goat in. Jesus then says, "I tell you, though he will not get up and give him bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will give up and give him as much as he needs." And Jesus followed with those immortal words, "Ask and it will be given. Seek, you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Give me a moment. All at your cost now.
Then follows
bringing their children to be blessed by Jesus. The disciples rebuke them, but Jesus uses the children to teach his disciples a very important lesson. Taking the little children to him, he says, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. The kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." They've taken as a whole this chapter so far talks in terms of prayer for the need of perseverance, the need for penitence, the need for an attitude of dependence, just like a little child. And together, these form a great lesson on prayer that's given in this chapter. We need to persevere in prayer and to be determined to press on in the things of God with humility and with penitence. We must acknowledge that we're sinners in God's sight, and that even our best efforts are useless so far as gaining acceptance by God are concerned. We need to remember that we must depend upon God like little children, the way they rely on their parents for everything. Perseverance, penitence, an attitude of dependence are the biblical guidelines for our prayer life that are given in this chapter of Luke. Finally, I return to the last sentence of that passage concerning the widow and the judge. It ends with what I find a very plaintive cry. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? It did not mean will he find Christians on the earth, but will he find in those believers a faith that perseveres in prayer?